Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is December 12th, and it's the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it also happens to be my birthday. And great news on my birthday, my brother from Winnipeg, Canada, just wrote me and said he's going to be visiting us on New Year's Day for that week, and hopefully we'll get to go to a Panther and Winnipeg Jets hockey game. So that's a bit exciting. Also in town is my son. He came and he's spending the day with me and this whole weekend. It was a great weekend. So on this day, which is the third Monday in Advent, I'm still continuing on praying, and it's a very appropriate prayer. It's from Mother Teresa, and we're praying from a little book called Prepare His Way, Hope and Healing, Justice and Peace for Advent. It's been saying from Pope Francis, Mother Teresa, and Father Henry J.M. Newman. Also, today I have done the 33 days of morning glory, so I have consecrated myself to Mary. But today, I saw here is specifically the consecration to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom through Mary, formula of St. Louis de Montfort. So this part of St. Louis de Montfort's consecration to Mary I will be doing today, and specifically to consecrate myself to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we all know, at least I found out through different things I went to, that God has no time. So what you're saying today could be done, taken in the past. And if that's the case, it could also be taken for the future. So I would like to, for the future, also consecrate my prodigal son. And these words, I hope one day he will actually say for himself. But in the meantime, I'd like to pray and say them for him. And so that's a special consecration for myself and my son, Gregory. So today, as I said, is Mother Teresa. Her saying for today is something beautiful for God. And she quotes 1 Corinthians 4:7. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast that it was not a gift? 1 Corinthians 4:7. As I read the gospel, I cannot but smile at those who tell us that we are spoiling the poor in offering our free service. No one has given more than God. He has given us everything freely, and it is not so bad to have at least one religious order that spoils the poor when everybody else spoils the rich. I'm deeply impressed that before explaining God's word, before presenting to the crowds the Beatitudes, Jesus had compassion and gave them food. Not only did he begin to teach what Our Lady does in a similar at the moment Jesus entered her life, Mary hurried to go and serve Elizabeth. And what did she do? She became the handmaid of the Lord. We too, you and I, have begun by giving Jesus to others. People nowadays suffer much, but above all, they are hungry for God. I see great poverty. In fact, that in Western countries, a child may have to die because we fear to feed one more mouth. We fear to educate one more child. the fear of having to feed an elderly person in a family means that that person is sent away. One day, however, we have to meet the Lord of the universe. What will we tell him about that child, about the old father or mother? They are his creatures, children of God. What will our answer be? Saint Mother Teresa. Today's topic of that. How might I share myself and what I have done with those who are most in need? And as I stated, we're doing this special prayer formulated by St. Louis de Montfort, and it's called Consecration to Jesus Christ, the Incarnate Wisdom through Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Internal Incarnate Wisdom, most lovable and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father and of Mary, always Virgin, I adore you profoundly, dwelling in the splendor of your Father from all eternity in the virginal womb of Mary, your most worthy mother at the time of your incarnation. I thank you for having emptied yourself in assuming the condition of a slave to set me free from the pure slavery of the evil one. I praise and glorify you for having willingly chosen to obey Mary and your holy mother in all things, so that through her I may be faithful slave of love. But I must confess I have not kept the vows and promises which I made to you so solemnly at my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations, and I do not deserve to be called your child or even your loving slave, since I cannot lay down to anything except what merits your rejection and displeasure. I dare no longer approach the holiness of your majesty on my own. That is why I turn to the intercession and the mercy of your holy mother, to whom you yourself have given me to meditate with you. Through her I hope to obtain, through your consecration and pardon of my sins, that the wisdom I desire to dwell in me always. I turn to you then, my Mary Immaculate, living tabernacle of God, eternal wisdom hidden in you, will to receive the adoration of both men and angels. I greet you as Queen of heaven and earth. All that is under God has made subject to you sovereignty. I call upon you, the unfailing refuge of sinners, in mercy. You have never forsaken me. I, William Young, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today, through your baptismal promises, I renounce forever Satan and his empty promises and evil design. And I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him for the rest of my life, to be more faithful to him than I have been till now. This day, with the whole court of heaven and witness, I have chose you, Mary, as my mother and queen. I surrender and consecrate myself to you, body and soul, with all that I possess, both spiritual and material, even include the spiritual value of all my actions, past, present, and to come. I give to you the full right to dispose of me and all that I belong to me, without reservations, in whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God in time and through eternity. The final plea. Accept, gracious Virgin, this little offering of my slavery to honor and imitate the obedience for which the eternal wisdom willing to choose and have towards you, his mother. I wish to acknowledge the authority which both of you have overcome this little worm and pitiful sinner. By it, I wish also to thank God for the privilege to bestow on you by this blessed Trinity. I solemnly declare that for the future I will try to honor and obey you in all things as your true slave of love. O amiable mother, present me to your dear son as his slave now, for always, so that he who redeems me through you will now receive me through you. Mother of mercy, grant me the favor of obligating the true wisdom of God. So make me one of those whom you love, teach, and guide, whom you nourish and protect as your children and slaves. Virgin most faithful, make me in everything so committed a disciple, imitator, and slave of Jesus, so that by your intercession and example, I will become more fully mature with the fullness for which Jesus promised on earth and with the fullness of his glory in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. And I thank you, Lord, on this birthday of mine and the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, that you grant my prayers from the present to the future to my prodigal when he returns to you, that he will say his prayer.